Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely early in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, could see a chance of sprinkles, otherwise partly to mostly sunny skies in the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lower 30s. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 46. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 43.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Police say a 27-year-old man has died following a shooting in Liberal early Friday morning. At around 4:20 Friday morning, police in Liberal responded to the report of a gunshot victim at Southwest Medical Center. Authorities said in a news release that 27-year-old Esteban Arzate had been shot several times and was dropped off by two males. Friday evening, police arrested a 36-year-old male in connection to the case. He was booked into the Seward County Jail on allegations of second-degree murder. An affidavit will be forwarded to the Seward County Attorney's Office seeking formal charges. The third Navy ship to bear the city of Wichita's name will be sent into active duty early next year. The littoral combat ship USS Wichita will be commissioned on January 12th at a naval station in Mayport, Florida. And KU has announced that head football coach David Beatty will not be retained. Mid-America Network Sports.
More than 345,000 Kansans care for a parent, spouse, or loved one, helping them live independently at home. A new state law called Kansas Lay Caregiver Act supports these caregivers. Kansans can now designate a caregiver when they're admitted to a hospital. That caregiver is informed when their loved one is discharged. Hospitals must give the caregiver an explanation and demonstration of the medical tasks they'll need to perform at home. Learn more at aarp.org/KS. Paid for by AARP.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Kansas authorities say a sexual predator has been recaptured 12 days after he didn't return to a mental health facility. The Miami County Sheriff's Office said 38-year-old Jason Michael Hale was taken into custody Friday in Ottawa. The Kansas City Star reports Hale was convicted of sexually assaulting a 5-year-old boy in Shawnee County back in 2006. He was later found to be a sexually violent predator and committed to Larned State Hospital. He was living in a transitional housing unit at the Osawatomie State Hospital. The sheriff said he didn't return after being dropped off at his job in Edgerton. The Lawrence School District will be surveying whether students, parents, and staff would support starting high school classes later in the morning. Lawrence Deputy Superintendent Anna Stubblefield said the surveys will be sent no later than the 12th of this month. The Lawrence Journal World reports phone and online surveys done last school year showed wide support for the change among district parents and high school staff. Mid-America Network News.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A mayoral candidate in a small Nebraska town remains on the ballot even though he's been in jail since July in connection with a federal gun charge. The Omaha World Herald reports that Joseph Melton is more focused on fighting the federal charges related to alleged violations at his gun silencer business than his run for Holdridge mayor. But Melton says he thinks he would have had a chance to beat his first-term incumbent, Doug Young, if he wasn't sitting in jail. jail awaiting trial. The Salvation Army's annual Tree of Lights campaign has already gotten underway with an assembly of the 75-foot-tall, 2-ton metal Christmas tree in front of the American National Bank at 90th and Dodge Streets in Omaha. The tree, which has more than 60,000 LED lights, 600 lit snowflakes, and is topped by a 6-foot star, was assembled last week with the help of more than 40 volunteers. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmidinc.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal County Commissioners meetings last Monday consisted of mostly routine business. Pleat County Commissioners minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Tuesday is Election Day. The general election is Tuesday with polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Relatively few local races. A number of statewide races, including Kansas governor, will be on the ballot. In Marshall County, Steve Boyd challenges Barb Kiekhafer for District 1 County Commissioner, filling the seat of Bob Connell, who did not run for re-election. Also in Marshall County, on the statewide level, Allen Law Police will challenge Roger Marshall for the U.S. House 1st District. Paul Davis will challenge Steve Watkins for the U.S. House 2nd District. Bill Panbacker is unopposed for the Kansas House 106th District. That includes Marshall and Washington County. Local races in Washington County include Scott Zebatrisky running unopposed for District 1 County Commissioner, as Tim Mueller is not running for re-election. Danae Juneman is unopposed for County Treasurer. She has served as County Treasurer since filling the post vacated by Christy Metz, who resigned earlier. Again, polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. We'll begin election coverage in the 8 o'clock hour, updates twice each hour on KNDY Tuesday evening. Southeast Nebraska voters will select a candidate for the Nebraska Legislature District 30. On the nonpartisan ballot, Myron Dorn faces Don Schuler. Candidates for Diller Odell School Board, Tony Landenberger, Ethan Thorpe, Adam Engelman, and Angie Clifford. Contested race for the mayor of Blue Springs. Candidates are Lonnie Meyer and Carol Hughes. And a sales tax question in Beatrice would impose a 0.5% sales tax toward construction of a new fire hall. Helene G. Greenwood, age 46, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service 10 a.m. this morning at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Elaine Greenwood. Daniel Richard Payton, age 74, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Private services are scheduled in Colorado for Daniel Payton of Frankfort. Joyce R. Jenkins, age 70, of Wymore, passed away November 1st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore. Interment in the Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until Rosary at 7. Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Joyce Jenkins. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat bread, Brussels sprouts, and applesauce. Tomorrow, baked fish, seasoned rice, wheat roll, California blend, apricots, and a no-bake cookie. No school for Marysville, USD 364 today, Professional Development Day. Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball will host Clay Setter this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we actually have two low pressure systems affecting the Midwest. We have one across the central parts of the Midwest. We have another one across the northern parts of the Midwest. In our area, it's just going to bring us some cloud cover, and this low will continue to push off towards the east, bringing us some rain showers likely early. Looks like clear skies for tonight, maybe some sprinkles for tomorrow, but otherwise dry weather through Wednesday before another low moves through, bring us a little bit of some wintry weather as we into Wednesday night into Thursday. Looks like temperatures will be in the 50s, cooling down into the 40s by Wednesday. So looking at the forecast for today, mostly cloudy, rain showers early in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, chance of sprinkles. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies, mid-50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 30. And Wednesday, sunny skies, mid-40s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early November 61, record high on this date 82 in 1978. The average low 38, record low is 9 degrees in 1991. Sunset this evening 5:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:55. Light rain under a cloudy overcast, it's 43 degrees. Rain showers encompassing the eastern third of Kansas, extending up into southeast south central Nebraska this morning. Likely light rain will continue the next couple of hours here at our studios in Marysville. Let's check out the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Give thanks for the time we have. South Hill Pottery's Artsville Elementary November class will sculpt a turkey clock. Starting November 6th, 1st and 2nd grade meet Tuesday, 3rd and 4th grades Wednesday, 5th and 6th grades Thursday. The cost of the class and all materials is $37.84. Stop in at South Hill Pottery or call 562-8296 to sign up today.
Two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks rise to the occasion on Sunday night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The New England Patriots open the floodgates late.
Brady drops back, throws it down the left side, wide open. Gordon makes the catch, slips a hit. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
The call on WEEI, Josh Gordon's fourth quarter touchdown reception, allows the Patriots to pull away from the Green Bay Packers 31-17. The Los Angeles Rams fell from the ranks of the unbeaten.
Breeze drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards.
The call on WWL behind a franchise record-setting 211 receiving yards from Michael Thomas. The New Orleans Saints and the Rams, their first loss of the season, 45-35. Other late scores, the Los Angeles Chargers held off the Seattle Seahawks 25-17, and the Houston Texans escaped Denver with a win over the Broncos 19-17. This is ABC Sports. A down-to-the-wire finish in the desert.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Booker's shot. It's good! It's good! It counts! Devin Booker!
The call on KTAR behind Devin Booker's 17-foot jumper with less than 2 seconds remaining. The Phoenix Suns capped off a thrilling come-from-behind win over the Memphis Grizzlies 102-100. To the NHL, an unlikely hero emerges.
Enrique to the net, centers it, Fowler scores!
Call on KLAA, Anaheim Ducks defenseman Cam Fowler's first career hat trick lifts the Ducks past the Columbus Blue Jackets in overtime 3-2. Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia won his first New York City Marathon with a winning time of 2 hours and 5 minutes. In the women's division, Mary Keitani of Kenya becomes the second female runner to win 4 marathon titles, coming in with a winning time of 2 hours and 22 minutes. This is
Friday Night Football playoff action. Marysville at Topeka Hayden on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell at Rock Hills live on FM 95.5. Friday Night Football scores. Marysville advances, defeating Topeka Hayden 36-14. Marysville will host Galena from far southeast Kansas Friday. Kickoff at 5 o'clock in Homer Hansen Stadium. Galena won over Frontenac 27-7. Sabetha defeated Perry LeCompton in Class 3A 26-8. Jackson Heights ends Valley Heights season. Jackson Heights 35, Valley Heights 20. Centralia beat Troy 41-18. Centralia will host Oldby in Friday night's sectional. Hanover beat Frankfort for a second time this season, ending Frankfort's campaign. Hanover 78, Frankfort 30. Hanover will host St. Paul on Friday. Axtell victorious at Rock Hills. Axtell 80, Rock Hills 30. Axtell will host Waverly on Friday evening.
Marysville Galena kickoff set for 5 o'clock. We do not have start times for Friday for the Centralia, Hanover, or Axtell games. All three will be at home.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA has made its long-awaited decision on extending dicamba use. The agency extended the over-the-top application of dicamba through the 2020 growing season while adding some additional usage restrictions. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said the agency understands just how valuable a tool dicamba is for farmers to battle pest problems. He said by extending the label 2 more years with additional label restrictions to the product, he said they're providing certainty for all stakeholders ahead of the upcoming growing season. Among some of the changes to the label, only certified applicators may use over-the-top applications. Those working under the supervision of a certified applicator may no longer make over-the-top applications. The new label prohibits over-the-top application on soybeans 45 days after planting. No cotton application allowed 60 days after planting. The label drops the limit of over-the-top applications on cotton from 4 to 2. The number of allowable over-the-top applications on soybeans stays at 2. The label also deals with other topics like enhanced tank clean-out instructions, as well as buffer requirements. A new poll out shows that farmers and ranchers still overwhelmingly support the president, but it also shows that they would like the White House to focus more on building exports and ending the trade war with China. A poll commissioned by AgriPulse and their editor, Sarah Wyatt, says the president mentions his support of farmers for his work of improving trade at every rural political rally he attends. She said the research shows that farmers and ranchers are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Plus, they appear optimistic about the trade and regulatory policies. Producers still seem to believe there will be a payoff in the long run. The poll shows 79% of farmers reached by phone strongly approve or approve of President Trump. On the other end, 19% disapprove of the president. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, producers are feeling just a little bit more confident as they head to the polls this week. That's a change from just a short while ago. A few weeks back, producers were worried about collapsing markets, the lack of trade deals with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, and the EU, as well as the near complete loss of the top market, China. But American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says that picture has changed amid trade deals with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, now talks with Japan and the EU, and now a possible breakthrough with China that lifted soybean futures last week.
While we don't yet have, you know, concrete results to show how it's turned, you know, markets around, how it's turned trade around, we're definitely seeing some, you know, confidence, at least that, you know, the efforts are underway to get those issues resolved.
The regulatory environment has also improved with the president ordering an EPA year-round E15 rule and movement in and out of the courts on Waters of the U.S. rule.
The regulatory process is moving forward in a direction to bring the important kind of corrections we feel are necessary to make Waters of the U.S. the challenges that, you know, in the previous rule, seeing how this has improved to make sure there's transparency, make sure there's clarity.
But fights over trade are still weighing heavily on prices.
So we need to see some real uptick in where those market prices are. And I think a lot has to do, you know, we've been hearing positive things about Secretary Perdue announcing that he expects to make the full second half of that trade mitigation package payment. That's certainly welcome news. And as we look out here at the lame duck, everybody's hoping and praying that one of the first things that gets sorted out is getting the new farm bill done.
Of course, producers are not anywhere near out of the woods yet, but the ag outlook is looking much brighter than it was just a few weeks ago, and that's a big relief after a long spate of rather bad farm news. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
CropQuest's annual conference, CropQuest Information Quest, is held in Colorado Springs this year, and they've invited industry-leading partners to discuss the latest trends and challenges in the field. Here's a word from a conference sponsor, FMC.
We're pleased to attend the CropQuest annual meeting, and we'll be talking about the success of our new insecticide in corn, Steward EC, and how well it's controlled adult corn rootworm beetles in the summer of 2018.
CropQuest's annual conference, CropQuest Information Quest.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs.
Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The big November crop report comes out on Thursday from the USDA. It has been a topsy-turvy harvest season for sure. Should we be expecting any surprises in that report? One analyst has his opinion coming up after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The USDA will come out with its November crop report on Thursday. Will there be surprises in this topsy-turvy harvest season? Joe Camp is with AgriVisor.
With these reports, it's almost a surprise if you don't have one or two surprises, right? We're always coming into these, and you know, the recent two or three years being an example of just how surprised we can be coming into these reports and having our estimates, the sort of trade average guess, the range of estimates, however you want to view it, just be so off from where the USDA is most often on yield. And that's, of course, the important set of numbers here for our next November report. We'll get our next update from the USDA. They, of course, pull in field samples. They have a good look at the crop that's already harvested and also continue their survey of farmers across the country. And so at on this report, after we've had, you know, so much of harvest already behind us, about 70% of the corn crop nationally, 80% of the soybeans out at this point, we're going to have a really good handle on where yields are. And they are likely to change. We're talking with, of course, you know well, Dale Durkholz, our senior market analyst. Your listeners would be familiar with him as well, telling me a little bit about his yield model, his analysis, thinking that corn yield can maybe drop by even up to another one bushel per acre. Of course, very good averages enjoyed in Illinois and East, but some issues out in the Western Corn Belt we've got to reconcile, so we can see a reduction on corn yield. Soybean, anybody's bet, but a half a bushel an acre above or below 53, still a record set of corn and soybean yields for 2018.
And with that corn number expected to come down a bit, is that because of, as you mentioned, the Western Corn Belt is having a tough time? Is that why?
Part of it is that we did feel the USDA came into the season a little bit high on their expectations for, namely, Minnesota and Iowa. But yes, we can have some field loss here. That may also be impacting to come the harvested acreage number. So all in all, we could approach this next report knowing very well that we've got record yields, very big crops, but can we see them shrink just a little bit from here into the final yield estimate in January? Yes, we believe that could be a scenario.
Joe Kapp of AgriVisor, back after this.
Hey farmers, it's Jen at Alliance Insurance. I know it's a busy time of the year, but don't forget to add ingestion on your combines and headers. Do you have all your equipment and big trucks insured? Come by and see me or give me a call. Jen at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, light rain under a cloudy overcast and 43 degrees this morning. Rain showers continue at least for the early hours today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Magic Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, threw three touchdowns. The Chiefs now go to 8-1. Only 10 games into his NFL career, Kansas City's young quarterback is doing things that have never been done before. Mahomes passed for 375 yards through three touchdown passes, two to Cleveland native Travis Kelce, and continued the best start by a quarterback in 68 years as Kansas City's impossible-to-handle offense kept rolling going with a 37-21 win yesterday over the Cleveland Browns. Mahomes and Baker Mayfield didn't match their epic college meeting in 2016 when they combined for more than 17,000 yards in offense, but the Chiefs put on another impressive offensive show with 499 total yards, averaging 8.6 per snap. The Chiefs will host Arizona this Sunday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repairs done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
TCU held on for a 14-13 win over Kansas State on Saturday after the Wildcats missed a potential game-tying extra point in the fourth. The Horned Frogs avoided the first four-game losing streak in 18 seasons under coach Gary Patterson and improved their chances of becoming bowl eligible for the 16th time in that stretch. The Wildcats lost quarterback Skylar Thompson to an injury in the first quarter, but backup Alex Delton answered each TCU touchdown. Up next for the Wildcats, the Sunflower Showdown, K-State versus KU, will kick off at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock. KU's head football coach David Beatty will not be retained at the University of Kansas at the conclusion of this season. That announcement made yesterday by KU Athletic Director Jeff Long. Long informed Beatty of his decision yesterday and met with the football team directly afterwards. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Marysville Bulldogs overcome 11 penalties at Topeka Hayden, winning regional competition Friday 36-14. Marysville intercepted on their opening possession as Topeka Hayden scores on their opening possession for an early 7-0 lead. Then it was the Trey Hornbeek show, carried 26 times, 297 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 conversions later. Brandon Schradel, 8 of 10 passing, 170 yards, hit a couple of touchdown strikes. Marysville jumps on top into the first quarter, 8-7, led 27 at the intermission. They would win the ball game 36-14, ending Topeka Hayden's season at 7-3. Marysville 8-2 advances to host Galena. Galena, a 27-7 winner, hosting Frontenac in regional competition. Marysville hosting Galena Friday in the sectionals. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
The Axel Eagles improve to 9-1 and move on in the playoffs if they defeated Rock Hills by a score of 80-30. They scored 22 points in the first quarter. Rock Hills scored 12. Then they scored 28 in the second quarter. Rock Hills with 18. It was 50-30 in the second quarter. It was all Axel in the second half. And more importantly, it was all Axel defense in the second half. Three pick sixes for the Eagle defense in the second half. They score 24 points. Rock Hills scoreless in the third. It was 74-30 going into the fourth quarter, leading by a score of 44 points, just 1 point away from the 45-point rule. And then Quinn Bussing got an interception in the end zone and returned it back 102 yards for the score to put the game up to 50. 80-30, Axel wins and moves on here in Mankato as they defeat Rock Hills by a score of 80-30. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Friday night football scores. Marysville advances, defeating Topeka Hayden 36-14. Marysville will host Galena from far southeast Kansas Friday. Kickoff at 5 o'clock at Homer Hansen Stadium. Galena won over Frontenac 27-7. Sabetha defeated Perry LeCompton in Class 3A 26-8. Jackson Heights ends Valley Heights season. Jackson Heights 35, Valley Heights 20. Centralia beat Troy 41-18. Centralia will host Oldby in Friday night's sectional. Hanover beat Frankfort for a second time this season, ending Frankfort's campaign. Hanover 78, Frankfort 30. Hanover will host St. Paul on Friday. Axtell victorious at Rock Hills, Axtell 80, Rock Hills 30. Axtell will host Waverly on Friday evening. Marysville Galena kickoff set for 5 o'clock. We do not have start times for Friday for the Centralia, Hanover, or Axtell games. All three will be at home.
When the forecast this month says weather is changing, watch out. All about November's weather whipsaws from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 5th, the 309th day of the year. Singer Art Garfunkel has a birthday, and Parker Brothers introduced the board game Monopoly on this day in 1935. Cold Arctic air and warm tropical air masses are still battling for dominance over North America, and that's what makes November notorious for rapid weather changes. One of the most notable on record was in November of 1911. An unseasonably warm day in Oklahoma City changed quickly when a strong cold front passed through, sending the temperature plummeting from 83 degrees to 17. It was a double record day, a record high and low set on the same day. That might be the precise day that coined the phrase, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online about weather at almanac.com.
KNDY.